nuclear time bombs. Holy overeating. Holy roller coasters.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time for the Lion Sidekick Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. How's it going, everyone? I'm Tom Pounder, and this is the YM Sidekick Podcast, this place where online and student ministers can go and get tips and tools and trades for how to do ministry better. And today I'm really excited about my podcast interview today. It's with Elle and Kenny Campbell, and those guys are the people behind Stuff You Can Use, and now they work with Orange, the Rethink Group, Orange, really developing a lot of middle school stuff. And I met them a few years ago, but even before I met them in person, I had discovered their stuffyoucanuse.org blog, which was just awesome stuff that you can use, ironically, in ministry. And so immediately I was drawn to their stuff, and they gave great content, and they just seemed like all-around great people. And as you'll discover, if you've never heard them speak on their YM Answers podcast, or never met them in person, you'll discover that these two people, they're married, they are some of the coolest people I've ever met, and they're just fun-loving and just great overall people, and they have a lot to offer. So I'm excited about this interview, so we're not going to waste any more time. Let's get into this and talk some middle school ministry. All right, with me today is Kenny and Elle Campbell. How are you guys doing today?
Doing good. How are you?
Good. Where are you guys today? Are you guys in Atlanta?
Oh, we are. It is a beautiful day out here in Atlanta.
Yep.
This is what we live for.
We're hanging out in the Stuff You Can Use podcast studio right now.
That's right, which is in our house. It's basically like a spare room in our house that we turned into a studio.
It's the home office that we just have microphones in.
That's awesome. That's better than what I have. I record my stuff with an iPhone. So, I mean, you guys have a better setup than I do.
Love it.
Okay, well, you guys are not from Atlanta normally. So, originally, where are you guys from originally?
We were born and raised in Buffalo, New York. Our families are there. The Buffalo
Bills are there.
The best pizza in the world is there.
That's right. Yeah. If you don't know about pizza, I'm sure you know about it. But we moved down to Atlanta, and the pizza is nothing like it is in Buffalo. So that's like what we're missing the most. Sure, we have friends and family, but there's pizza.
Mostly the pizza.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not the buffalo wings? I thought they were known for buffalo wings.
See, wings for sure. It is the home of the wing, and everyone loves the wings. But, I mean, you can get a good chicken wing in a lot of places. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, you can't get the same pizza.
No.
It's just, well, it doesn't exist.
I just have a question. Tom, do you know what a sheet pizza is?
No.
Where are you located?
I'm just outside of D.C.
Okay. Yeah.
No one knows what sheet pizzas are.
Well, what is it? Tell us.
It is an enormous pizza.
Well, it's just like a big rectangle party pizza.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like in Buffalo, you see them at everyone's house, at every gathering, every Bills game, everywhere. But like
3 times a week.
Nowhere else in the country, I think, has this dedication to the sheet pizza.
It's really passionate.
It's like weird.
Wow. Well, that's
I hope that's what you brought us on to talk about today.
Yeah, we're going to talk about pizza. Let's go into that. Actually, the person who, our executive pastor here at New Life Christian Church, he was actually a senior vice president for Papa John's Pizza. So we hear about pizza all the time. So it's kind of funny.
Love it.
Okay, so you guys are originally from Buffalo, and just a quick little intro to who you guys are. I'm sure most people do know who you are when I introduce this podcast, but because you guys are the people from Stuff You Can Use in the YM Answer podcast. But where do you guys
find?
Well, listen, we'll pump that up a little bit later because you guys, what you guys produce is really epic, and that's what really initially drew me to you guys before I even met you at Orange, but. You guys got your start in what type of ministry? Where did you guys get your start in ministry?
Okay, so basically in Buffalo, we started out doing middle school ministry. So we've been doing middle school ministry for the last we did it for 9 years in Buffalo and are still involved in middle school ministry now. But yeah, so, you know, started off kind of in student ministry as a whole, and then our student ministry kind of broke off into a high school department and a middle school department. And I took the middle school department. Another guy on our staff took the high school department. And yeah, it's been amazing. We love it. And now we're serving as volunteers in middle school ministry still.
Yeah.
So we're still plugged into that world.
We are. And so when Kenny became the middle school pastor at our church, I came on staff in like the family ministry department. So doing like a bunch of stuff, just things that kind of spanned all the age groups. Did that for a few years. And then we had some like organizational changes, and somehow we convinced them to let me go over to middle school with Kenny, which was the best thing ever. And so Kenny was the middle school pastor, and then I became the small groups and volunteer coordinator for middle school. So kind of the way it worked was Kenny mostly oversaw like all the large group, the programming, the strategy, and then I oversaw the training and like development and strategy of small groups.
That is awesome. Okay, well, tell me about your experience in middle school ministry, because I'll give you a little background of me. Is I got my start when I was first offered a job at the church back in 1997. I'm really old school. They said, the position we have is middle school. And I'm like, oh, man, middle school, really? I wanted to do high school because at that time, high school was where all the action was. I'm like, I want to see lives change. I want to see all this stuff happen. And then I really prayed about it. I committed to really praying about it. And I felt this enormous peace about being involved in middle school ministry. And it was by far the best experience I ever had. And truthfully, even now I do both high school and middle school ministry, I love the middle school kids even more so than the high school kids. And so I'm extremely passionate about it. Mm-hmm. What drew you to middle school ministry?
Yeah, well, so for me, the reason I did middle school ministry is because when I started volunteering, I was 17 at the time, and I really wanted to serve somewhere, but little kids scared me too much, so I didn't want to serve in children's ministry. So really the only place I could serve was middle school. So I started serving as a small group leader there and spent 4 years with the same small group, fifth through eighth grade. And I think just during those 4 years was when I realized like just how vital this age group is for us to influence and to lead. And so really that's what it was for me, is it was the only group that I could do. But as soon as I got in there, I was like, man, this is just kind of like the linchpin of so many kids' lives, is what happens to them during these 4 or 3 years of middle school.
Yeah.
And so for me, my experience was similar to yours, where I was like, oh, middle school, I'd rather do high school. But then once I got plugged into middle school, I would never change it. Like, I love middle school, and I would serve there. Like, when we were at our church in Buffalo, I envisioned, you know, us doing that for a really long time. Like, we had no ambition to move out of that department for sure. And so, like, really my mind was quickly changed into thinking like, okay, I got the better deal. Like, middle school is amazing. Right. I would much rather do middle school than high school.
Well, there's so much fun. And I get that. For me, it's just that importance of that age group. Like, there is so much going on. It is just this time of so much change and so much turbulence in a kid's life. And they're looking for adults to really pour and invest in them. I don't know if you would agree with this, Tom, but at least for me, when I look at like high schoolers, you have to work a lot harder to get high schoolers to like you. But middle schoolers, as long as you're a grown-up and, like, you think they're cool, they will love you. Like, they will think you are the coolest person right back. So, you know, they're just open and they're fun. And, yeah, I just love it. Love middle school.
Yeah, and when I started doing middle school ministry, I was also kind of tied into Young Life. I don't know if you guys knew Young Life very well.
Yeah.
But I was tied into Young Life, and they were at that time pioneering their middle school initiative called Wildlife, which is now huge. But in talking with a lot of the Young Life guys, they said the same thing you said, Elm. Basically, for middle school, it's why do you love me? These kids are asking adults, why do you love me? High schoolers, it is more work. They're like, prove to me, you know, you've got to earn it with me. These middle school kids are craving for attention. And that's why I think it's so important for us to impact them. Well, let's talk a little bit more about this importance of reaching them. What have you guys found in your ministry time about with the importance of reaching them at this very young age? Because some people say they still just don't get it. They're still too young. Do you guys find that to be true?
Well, I think this is true. And, you know, we've looked at studies and we've talked about it and there's research and all this, but like, this is the time where their thinking is changing. They're going from like their immature, like solid, like concrete type of thinking to more abstract concepts, and they can like handle that kind of stuff. So this is the first time that they're questioning their own faith. This is the first time that they're actually thinking like, what do I believe and why do I believe it and who should I listen to and all those things. And so I think it's so important as parents to have influences in your child's life that's going to influence them in a positive direction towards Christ and towards the church. And so it's just like such an important age where if you miss that, then you've got to like get them later on in life where they've already made those decisions. And now you're trying to like rework them rather than get ahead of the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Our friend Tom Schiff-Shunis, he is the middle school guy at North Point here in Atlanta. And one of the things that he says a lot that I just love is that middle school is the last preventative ministry. Because if you think about the age group of the kids that you're getting, you are really able to influence them at this key time in their lives before they start making enormous mistakes. And so the cool thing with middle school is that we get to come alongside of them when they, as Kenny said, are just beginning to think differently. So they're starting to think about their faith differently. They're starting to think about themselves differently. The fancy term is metacognition, so they can start thinking about thinking.
You think you're so smart.
No, it's a cool word. You should Google it. But basically, like, the way that they think is becoming so much more complex. And because of that, that's why they start doubting and start asking hard questions. And so as the church, we need to come alongside them for that. But also, they want to know who they are. They want to know who their friends are. They want to know why they matter, what makes them unique, what makes them special, what they have to contribute to the world. And there's all of the questions that they're asking. I just feel like the church, we get to come alongside of them and help them answer those questions in the context of their faith, and really set them up for a life of making wiser choices and stronger friendships.
Let me just say one thing too about their questions. I think it's so important as middle school pastors or youth workers to encourage those questions and not suppress them. I think sometimes, you know, if kids start to doubt or they have hard questions, our first thing is like, here's the Bible and here's what the Bible says. So you have to, you know, believe this, and you don't really give them a chance to wrestle with it and really understand why they believe it. We're just telling them, no, stop thinking that and think this. And it's so important to, like, the term that I'll use, come alongside of them instead of trying to, you know, direct them differently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with you a whole 100% on that. I've had a bunch of middle school kids, and now, you know, some of the kids I initially started off with are now in out of college. They've got families of their own, babies of their own, and all that kind of stuff. And it's so neat to see, to kind of walk alongside them throughout. Now, listen, I'm not as close with some of them as I used to be, but there are some that I still meet with regularly, and we just process and talk about life. And it's just kind of this image of just walking through life with them. And again, Reggie pointed this out a few years ago with the Orange Conference, you know, this love over time. And how we can just be loving kids and not holding them saying, oh, you broke this rule, you're going to hell, you know, kind of deal. But we're loving them. We're having that relationship with them. It's all that relational ministry stuff. So
totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, tell me now, guys, Kenny mentioned this earlier that, you know, you guys were in Buffalo and that you never envisioned leaving Buffalo, but you find yourself in Atlanta now. And what are you guys doing in Atlanta, and how, what in particular, what are you doing with middle school ministry in Atlanta?
Yeah. So, I started doing stuff with Orange, here in Atlanta about a year. No, what was it?
Like 2 years ago. Yeah.
2 years ago, somewhere in there. So at the time they were looking to do just some more initiatives related to small groups. Just trying to create some resources, write a book that would help churches do small groups better. And so Reggie asked me if I would kind of join up with him and Kristen Ivey to work on a couple of things. So we did the book Creating a Lead Small Culture, which is just kind of like the three things that churches should do in order to have a healthy small groups culture.
And so Elle was doing this while we were living in Buffalo.
Right.
So basically she was like she went part-time at our church and part-time with Orange and was flying back and forth and doing that thing. Mm-hmm. And then finally it came to a place where they, you know, offered us both an opportunity to come down, to oversee the brand new middle school curriculum that we just launched.
Yep.
And then for me to come alongside and help with a whole bunch of other aspects, including a bunch of middle school stuff too. And so we loved what we were doing. We like love our church, love the leadership, love the people that we serve with and the ministry. And, but you know, when the opportunity came up, we're like, hey, let's just go on a new adventure and see what, you know, is the next step here. Yeah. So we took a jump and we moved down here to Atlanta, and it's been awesome.
Yeah, and I was so excited because, you know, we use XP3, which is the student curriculum from Orange. And since XP3 has existed, it's always been a middle school and high school curriculum.
Yeah.
But Orange has really known for a long time that it really leaned more heavily toward the high school side.
Yep.
And, you know, we tried to adapt it a little bit for middle school, but it was just, you know, it was still more of a high school curriculum. And so I was super excited because I had wanted there to be something middle school specific for a long time. And I know that Orange had too. So it was just the perfect thing. We all got to work on it together, and it exists now, and it's super, super fun. We have an awesome team who are just really thinking about how to create curriculum that is specifically geared to a middle schooler, the way that they learn, the way that they think, the issues that they're facing. It's really fun.
Great. And so that just got launched. I've seen some of the codes on it. We do Orange at our church as well. So, but like you said, it's always been geared towards, well, XP3 has always been geared towards high school and middle school. Mm-hmm. So what is some of the cool things that you enjoy most about doing that, Al, with, for the middle school kids?
Yeah. Well, I think one of the things that's just really fun personally is all the people that we get to kind of pull in on this. I don't know. I'm sure that you've noticed this, Tom, because you love middle school, but there is this really cool middle school tribe thing happening in the youth ministry world, where people who just love middle school.
Well, like you said, high school was where all the action was back in the day. Now I feel like middle school is where all the action is. There's like this uprising of middle school pastors all over the country. Yeah.
And so that's been really cool, is just learning from a ton of different people, asking questions, and just getting a lot of people in the mix, whether it's to write or to help us brainstorm and like look at things with us. It's been really fun. So that's been really cool for me. But as far as the curriculum goes, there are a few things that we're doing that are brand new and are like specific to middle school that I'm super obsessed with. I love them.
Nice.
One thing that we're doing for the middle school curriculum is we have a new like component that we do. And so for every single week of the curriculum, we give you what we call an interactive, and it's an interactive kind of learning experience that you can do during your message. And so it might be like a prop or like a big visual. It might be an activity that's woven into what you do. There's just a ton of different things that we do. So just things to like engage more of their senses, because Kenny mentioned earlier that whole transition from concrete to abstract thinking.
Yep.
And during the middle school phase, they learn best when you can give them something physical to help them explain and to understand like these abstract faith concepts. So we're trying to like engage all their senses and just do things that are fun and just not a boring lecture, you know, because they need a little bit more excitement, we think. Mm-hmm. So that's been really fun.
That is awesome. Well, I'm excited to dig into it a little bit more. We're actually up for renewal really quick on our stuff. So we have to renew all that stuff. And we're going to look heavily into getting into that XP3 middle school stuff. So that's
nice. That's
really exciting. Okay, that kind of sums up what I wanted to do with you guys. But I do want to hit on two other things real quick. Again, I discovered you guys on social media and through the web stuff. So and I'm going to put this in the show notes and everything. But for people to discover you guys and find out where you're at, give us a website, and tell us in particular about the YM Answers podcast, because I think that really is important what you guys are doing for youth ministers all around the world.
Sure. So, okay. We run and started this website called stuffyoucanuse.org, and Stuff You Can Use is basically like this conglomerate of websites that we've created. So one of them is all for youth group games. It's called Fun Ninja. We've got another one that's InstaFeed Live. It's like a way to show Instagram pictures on your wall. We've got a whole bunch of stuff. And one of the sites is youthministryanswers.com. And so we started this YM Answers podcast.
Because we're obsessed with
We
podcasts.
Love podcasts. And so we were like, and this was, you know, back in December of 2014. And there was only like one or two youth ministry podcasts out in the world. Like there wasn't anything that was going strong.
Yeah.
There were some old ones that started and stopped, but nothing current. And so we were like, we need some more youth ministry podcasts in the world. So we started it and we started taking questions from people and finding people to help us answer those questions. And it's been a really, really fun experience. And we've had some of our like favorite leaders, like Mark Ostreicher has been on the show. Tom Scheff has been on the show. Gina Abbas, just some really, we just recorded one with Tripp Crosby from Tripp and Tyler.
Nice.
They do like YouTube videos and stuff. So we just have like had a lot of fun interviewing people and them helping us answer questions. And so check it out. Youth Ministry Answers. You can find it on iTunes or go to ymanswers.com.
Yeah. Go ahead, Tom.
No, I was going to say, and for a youth pastor, if they want to submit a question to you guys, they would go to ymanswers.com.
Yep. They could do that. And there's like a little audio recorder. So every episode we have an audio question. So you actually get to hear the people's voice and hear them ask it. And then we help answer.
And that's so fun for us because it's like the youth pastors of the world are the ones driving what we talk about, which is so fun because we get to learn alongside the people who are submitting these questions. Because, I mean, these questions come in and we're like, man, I don't know. And it's been really fun.
Yeah, like the Tripp Crosby one we just did. It was someone asking, like, how do you make funny videos?
Yeah.
And we're like, we need to get an expert in here. Yeah. Someone who actually makes funny videos for a living. And so we were able to get Tripp to come. Mm-hmm. And just, like, it's really cool to find people that are, like, experts in their field to come and help answer.
That is awesome. Well, I love it. I love listening. Again, truthfully, I don't listen to every podcast, but I do subscribe to it, and I do love listening to you guys. You guys have a great interaction along with the two of you guys, but then with your guests, you know, so that's great. So,
thank you.
Thanks.
Hey, okay, well, last thing I'm going to do, I don't always play games on my podcast, but I like to, and when I have fun people like you guys, I like
to. We love games. Let's do it.
I want to try to do it, and this is just a trivia game, and again, I'm a person more of the 90s, even though I was born in 75. I love the 90s. The 90s was an extremely influential period in my life, so I love to do 90s trivia with people. And so I want to ask you, I have four questions. And now some of them may be kind of challenging, but I want to just test your knowledge.
I'm going to guess they're going to be really challenging because in the 90s, I was pretty much only allowed to listen to Point of Grace.
So. Right. And that's what we were talking about earlier is we were very sheltered children in the 90s. So we'll see if we know any pop culture.
Music, I don't think I'm great at.
Okay, well then,
I'm gonna do my very best.
Okay, well then this will be interesting, but okay.
Well, let's just see. Maybe we're smarter than we give us credit for. Yep.
Okay, I'm going to go TV show first, okay?
Okay.
This is my favorite.
Is this like a race? How is this working? Are
No, we're doing it
together. You're not competing. It's just I'm going to test you guys, and you guys can have one answer all you want, but yeah. Cool. Okay, so the first question is, my favorite TV show in the 90s was Beverly Hills 90210, the original.
Okay.
Are you guys familiar with that show?
Familiar. See, when that show was running, I was watching like Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
Yes. Know? Oh, like, I should have asked you.
I was too young. My mom would never let me watch 90210.
Okay. <you know? laughs> Well, that's good to know. Okay. Well, then let me test your thing. Okay. Well, okay. I'm going to change my question then. Okay. I'm going to change my question a little bit. Which Saved by the Bell character was a regular on 90210 towards the end of its run?
Ooh. No. I want to say it was Kelly. Right?
I mean, it's not Screech. It's probably not, but these are just the things that I want to be true because it's the greatest.
I want to say Kelly, but I don't know her real name.
Okay, it was. It was Kelly Kapowski.
Yes.
Nice.
Her real name is Tiffany Amber Thiessen, or I guess it's Tiffany Amber, I don't know what it is now, but yes, she played, I can't even remember her name on the show, but she was a bad girl on the show. It was very disappointing.
Tiffany!
Yeah, so she, but anyway, so good. That's, hey, you're one for
all
one
right.
on that
ding,
one.
Ding, ding.
Good job.
Got it.
Good job.
Okay, here, we'll go song. Okay, the song November Rain was sung by which band? Heavy metal.
Okay.
Heavy metal?
Here's a problem. I don't know if I've ever even heard of that song before.
No.
Oh my gosh.
November Rain.
I know the song called
Heavy
Purple
Metal.
Rain or something, right?
Purple Rain. Yeah, I would say Prince, I feel like. And then you have that what's that YouTube guy? He talks about rain. There's one.
Chocolate rain.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Heavy rain. I don't know about heavy rain.
No, it was November.
Oh yeah, heavy metal. He said November rain.
I'm trying to think of what bands are heavy metal.
Well.
Okay, I'll sing a little bit and I'll embarrass myself and sing.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, good.
Nothing lasts forever in the cold November rain.
Metallica.
Oh, they toured with Metallica.
Okay, getting closer. give us a letter.
Nirvana.
Okay.
They didn't tour with Metallica, probably.
No, but...
That's like a grunge, like grunge, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let me... Axl was the lead singer's name.
Guns N' Roses?
Yes, Guns N' Roses.
Nice.
Thank you. Can I tell you something? So recently on Twitter, there were a bunch of us that were making fun of, like, the really cheesy Christian things. You know, like, those Christian t-shirts where they take pop culture things and turn them into, like, Christian things?
Yes.
And so we were all just, like, sharing our favorite ones. My favorite is the Abercrombie & Fitch logo that turns into a breadcrumb and fish.
Oh my gosh.
It's really bad. But somebody goes, wait. It's like, and I forget who this is. I'm sorry if you're listening and I forgot who you are. He had a band in college that they called Nuns and Moses.
Oh, my gosh.
I like it. Nuns and Moses.
I'm so happy about it.
That is awesome. Okay, good. Okay, we're going to do one last question. Okay, this is a sports-related question.
Okay.
I could probably handle this. We'll see.
And again, because you guys are from Buffalo, you may know this not necessarily because it was a Bill, but they played the Bills.
Okay. Someone who beat the Bills.
Yeah. Okay, the phrase triplets referred to three players from a specific professional football team. Can you name the football team or the three players?
Okay, triplets. I don't know that term, but I'm thinking like, you know, teams that played the Bills, three stars. You had the Dallas Cowboys with Troy Aikman, Michael Irvin, and Emmitt Smith. I don't know if they are the triplets, but that would be one that I would guess.
That is correct. You got
there
it.
You go. The triplets.
The triplets. Hey, you guys did good on that. The triplets. The Cowboys were they still are my favorite team. But growing up in the late 70s, it was America's team and all that kind of stuff. And they had that down period of time in the 80s, but then they got Aikman. Well, they got Irvin first, then they got Aikman, then they got Emmitt, and people call them the triplets. So
Well, they definitely beat us twice in the Super Bowl.
That is true.
So much today.
That is true. All right. Well, Kenny and Elle, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it. I had a lot of fun, so thank you so much.
Great. We had a lot of fun, too. This was awesome.
All right. Well, there you have it. I hope you enjoyed that interview and even the game playing action. Again, they are younger than I am. I'm not afraid to admit that. But I was impressed with their abilities to get some of that 90s trivia, especially when I did kind of give it away a little bit to Elle with the Axl. But they knew it. So even as sheltered people as they said they were, they knew Axl and they knew Guns N' Roses. So that's good in my book. Hey, I hope you enjoyed that. And be checking out XP3. Be checking out the stuff you can use.org and YM Answers podcast. They have a ton of great content that they are working on and they're doing. And again, all with the purpose of stuff that you can use in your ministry to make your ministry better. They're actually in the field doing it. They're not just people out there creating content and just saying, go do this. We think it will work. They actually have been involved in the trenches and are still, as they said, volunteers right now doing ministry. And so it's really exciting to talk to them. I love just reading their stuff. So please check them out. Also, please be checking out my stuff. Go to ymsidekick.com. I got new content every Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday. The Wednesday is the podcast. Tuesday, I got the vlog going up on YouTube, so check that out. Search Tom Pounder. It's the YM Sidekick vlog, so that's pretty cool. And then on Mondays, I just got a regular blog, so it's pretty cool. So check that out. We'd love for you to check those out and subscribe to each of those things. All right, everyone, we hope you have a great week, and I will see you next week with an all-new interview.